Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live right now. A couple of minutes late on WWCR, but we made the connection through, and we are live. We're on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Got a great message for you. Tonight, the Jericho March. We're going to prove to you, ladies and gentlemen, that the Sabbath is a lunar conjunctional Sabbath. It is base stated and scripturally sound to believe in the lunar Sabbath of Yahweh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of confusion in the world. You know what confusion is? It is Babylon extreme. Babylon extreme. When you see confusion, well, we've got the weekly Gregorian calendar, and the Bible warns us in the scriptures to beware of the enemy who will come in and think now, to change times and laws. That's Daniel 7:25, confirmed in the mouth of another witness, the great prophet Jeremiah and the great prophet Isaiah in 46:1, Isaiah, or in Ezekiel 46:1, and in Jeremiah 8:6, 7, 8, and 9. So these scriptures confirm that Satan would change times as it is recorded in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, that he would desire to sit on the mount of the congregation, that word congregation, that he would establish his own appointed times. Oh my. Now, ladies and gentlemen, think about this just for a moment as we're going to study. We'd like to, if you will listen to me, for the next possibly 2 or 3 hours of teaching as we go into the mystery of the Sabbath and the times appointed, I believe without a shadow of doubt, and if you're true-hearted and your heart is not hardened, the Bible said he that often being reproved and hardens his heart shall be destroyed, and that without remedy. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of people are contrary? They want to keep their ways or the traditional times, just like they do 25th day of December, and they celebrate Christmas, the weekend of that happening in all the churches around America. And Jeremiah, the great prophet, says in 10 and 2, not to go into the woods and cut down a tree and bring it home and nail it to the floor and decorate it as were their customs. See, ladies and gentlemen, the pagan denominations have adopted the ways of Rome because they are the harlots that come out of the great whore, ladies and gentlemen, of the book of Revelation chapter 17. Now, let me give you a challenge. And we don't say this to be facetious. We don't say this to be a smart aleck. We say this to get your attention, to show you that we are 100% convinced in the timetables that Yahweh has written in the Bible. But ladies and gentlemen, it is so strange to the ears of the hearer and the mind of a carnal man who cannot accept these ways that are contrary to the traditional paganism of their work schedules. You see, Yahweh's ways are not our ways. As heaven is higher than earth, so is Yahweh's ways higher and different than man's. It's just so happened that we got caught up into a time change by the whore. Now then, we have the argument between the Christians and the Jews, of which day the Sabbath is. The Jew says it's Saturday because the Gregorian calendar, not God's calendar, ladies and gentlemen, but the Gregorian calendar It says it's the seventh day. That's Saturn's day. Well, along comes the Christians, and man, they get a big revelation through the Catholic Church and say it's on Sunday, S-U-N day. Now then, the Sabbath, not necessarily. You see, the lunar Sabbath is a rotating Sabbath. It changes in time. We're going to get into those great mysteries. We're going to prove to you what days the Sabbath are. Now, let me give you this up front. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. Now, these are the established Sabbath days of a lunar calendar. The moon cycles exactly, precisely, under the conjunction. As we study through the scriptures, that it has a four-functioning beacon light. You ever been out on the sea and the great ships that sail the sea? They have a light system, a beacon, and they can send messages coded with the flip of a light in these great light beams that come from the ships powered to send out a light signal. Well, that's exactly what the moon is. It sends out distinct signals of first quarter. Actually, it starts with the dark moon. You see, the moon that is called new, we've been a little asleep in that department too, because most people think that when they see first crescent light, that's a new moon. Well, it's not. When you see first crescent light, that's the first work day. Then you work 6 days, and if you will observe the conjunction at the first quarter, this is an astrological phenomenon called the conjunction. So the earth and the moon, as it revolves in its system around the sun, we find that we have a what is known as a conjunction. So the first quarter, after the new moon, when you see first crescent light, if you work 6 days, the moon will come exactly, precisely, right to the first quarter. You'll see the globe in the heavens, the signal beacon from the light ship of heaven. Now, you'll see it in one half light and one half dark. That's your first quarter. Now, you can go to the full moon. That's always on the 15th, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll see that the moon is completely illuminated. Well, in the book of Psalms 89, it says to blow the trumpet in the new moon. Oh, my. And upon the full moon, blow the trumpet. What for? The announcement of the Most High Sabbath. Well, you say, Pastor Buddy, we don't do it that way no more here at our church. Glory to God. We're not under that old law now. Glory to God, and hallelujah, and we don't need to keep that no more, because that's the old Moses law, and we don't keep the old Moses law no more. Ladies and gentlemen, how foolish to think that God's covenant and commands. The Bible says, he that saith he loves Yahweh and will not keep his commandments. Oh, they believe in keeping the Ten Commandments. Well, the fourth commandment, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth commandment, it is stated to keep the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. That is, to observe it and to remember it. Now, if it's a lunar Sabbath, it may come in a different day than Saturday and Sunday. So is Saturday and Sunday, by the Babylonian system of the world, the way they count time, remember it says that they will change time. And ladies and gentlemen, Satan wanted to set upon the congregation of the north by the appointed times that he brought in. And oh, does he ever have a field day with those who are struggling to find the true Sabbath. Now, I'm going to make a challenge for you. And this challenge is, a $10,000 reward for anyone in the Scripture, the King James Authorized Version. If you can find any other day in the Scriptures other than 1, 8, 15, 22, or 29, $10,000 reward for anyone that can find a Scripture before another Sabbath. Well, if we can establish the fact and put out a $10,000 reward, then we must be pretty sure of some of these things, such as the sixth chapter of the book of Joshua. Now, it's recorded throughout Scripture that his Sabbath is holy. Let's go first, before we get to the book of Joshua, and prove to you the day that they begin to march and the day the walls fell at Jericho. It is light, eyes open, revealing. We're going to talk about the manna that was given in the book of Exodus. And we're going to talk about the Sabbath structure of the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to talk about the covenant of the festivals in Leviticus chapter 23. And in Exodus chapter 12, we're going to give you some of the commands for Sabbath and for the festivals and for the new moon. In the book of Numbers, in chapter 29, verse 1. Now, I don't see the Gregorian church called the Christian church now. I don't see them observing a new moon. But listen to what the Bible says for us to do. It says to mark or to observe, just like it did in Psalms 89. It says to mark and to observe the new moon. Here it is. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the first day of the month is the dark moon. Remember, the new moon, a dark moon, is not a Sabbath. In other words, there's different laws that apply to keeping the Sabbath and to observing the new moon. You're not to do, listen here now, and we don't have a church in the country that I know of in the denominational system and including the whore church that will observe the book of Numbers chapter 29 or the book of Psalms chapter 89 or the book of Ezekiel in chapter 20 verses 12 and verses 22. And I could go on indefinitely on the subject of the Sabbath and the command to keep it. Now, let's just go back for one moment. Now, think about this. Think about you appearing before Yahweh. You're going to hear Him say, reject or accepted. You're going to hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the things that is prepared because you've loved me and kept my commandments and you've not denied my name. Or you're going to hear Him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And you remember, they're the one that said they'd done many good works. They went to church every Sunday. They kept the seventh day Saturday. But did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the Sabbath is not on the seventh day? It's not. It is an eighth day Sabbath. That is your first weekly Sabbath in the month. It's always on the eighth day, not the seventh day. And I have got the Scriptures to prove it. Now, let's begin our count at day one, all right? We got a dark moon. It's day one. It's a new moon. We blow the trumpets. We observe it. We do not do any servile work. That's work for profit. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. In the seventh month, now, there's no different in the first month, second month, third month. It always marks the beginning of the month by Psalms 89, by blowing the trumpets. And by Genesis chapter 1:14, it is observed by the two beacons in the heavens. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, beyond a shadow of a doubt, The only way that you can get the manna in the desert is according to a lunar calendar. The only way that you can march around Jericho for 7 days is to observe a lunar calendar. And we know by the book of Jasher, it is recorded, often quoted in the King James Bible, the book of Jasher. We know, ladies and gentlemen, that in the book of Jasher, it is recorded that Moses began, or Joshua, according to the commandment of Moses, told him what to do before he ever went up. And it is recorded there that he was to begin the assault upon Jericho on the new moon. Now remember, they marched for 7 days. Well, they didn't march on the Sabbath day. Because, ladies and gentlemen, on the Sabbath day, the walls of Jericho fell down. Now listen to that now. In the seventh day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. Now, this is in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 25. And in Numbers chapter 1, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. Same thing. You shall do no servile work, meaning it's a day set apart. But it's different from the Sabbath. It's the first day of the month. But you're not to work in that for servile gain. It's not a servitude day. And that's when they begin, according to the book of Jasher, on the first day of the month, and they marched for 7 days. How did they do that without breaking the Sabbath? Well, again, let me show you the eighth day Sabbath, and I can prove it in the book of Numbers, chapter 29. These are examples that I'm going to lay out for you as I go through the episodes of these things that can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, when I stand before Yahweh, He's not going to judge me on what day I keep, because all days are the same. I just worship God every day of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the biggest lie the devil ever told. You've got a designated day to come before the Creator. And He's got eyes to see those that would keep His commandments. Now, what are His commandments? They're not grievous. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if I was to keep that lunar Sabbath like you do, I would be fired off my job. Glory to God. Well, let me ask you a question. Is the God in heaven big enough to restore you to a better job if you're fired off of the Babylonian job for failing to keep the Babylonian appointments of the Mount of the Congregation on the north, who is Satan, who came to change times and laws according to the book of Daniel 7:25 and according to the book of Jeremiah 8:8. We're going to show you examples. Notice this now. Now we're here in the 35th day verse of chapter 29. Read with me, if you will, if you have your Bibles, and study. On the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. Remember, they started marching on day one. And they marched for 6 working days after the new moon. First crescent light is a work day, so they marched 7 days. And on the eighth day, the walls fell down. On the eighth day you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall do no servile work therein. On the eighth day. Again, the eighth day is the first Sabbath in the lunar month. Ladies and gentlemen, if Yahweh was to return with the Ark of the Covenant. Now, listen well, and those that fear Yahweh will love Him and keep His commandment. Let's suppose that Yahweh came back to earth, and He's going to come back. Do you believe that those commandments that he wrote with his own finger. And the fourth one is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Suffer for me, you'll reign with me. And he's going to open up the two angels that guard it day and night. It is recorded that there were two angels that guarded the Ark of the Covenant. And ladies and gentlemen, they had the true Ark of the Covenant in heaven, and they had a third dimensional Ark of the Covenant here upon the earth. It's not been seen since Solomon's temple was raided by Nebuchadnezzar. Where did it go, ladies and gentlemen? The same one known as Jeremiah, the keeper of the flame, if you will. This holy ark is somewhere in safe possession, and within it is the two tablets of stone. Now then, when Yahweh comes back, and he opens the book, that's the book of life, and he looks for your name, and it's not there. It could be because you haven't loved him and kept his commandments. Would you feel bad to look at this great tablet of stone that when he comes to the greatest commandment within those 10, it is 1 and 4. You love Yahweh, and the fourth is keep his appointed times and his Sabbaths. On the eighth day, nobody will teach an eighth day, a Sabbath, a holy, solemn day, a no-work day. Nobody keeps it but the people that observe the lunar calendar, 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29, without fail. These smart alecks that get on the radio and advocate some other, and then make fun and poke fun at the lunar, are those who do have no fear of opening their mouth and blaspheming the great times that Yahweh has set to observe. The only way that you can keep a eighth day is to observe a lunar calendar. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. That means that makes the first day of the month a day of blowing the trumpets, of doing no servile work. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. So the walls fell after they marched 7 days. Now, if it was a solar calendar, they would be breaking the Sabbath. If it was a Gregorian calendar, they'd be marching on Monday. But do you see the foolishness of those systems? If you don't, you're blind and can't see. On the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. Verse 35 of Numbers chapter 29. Now, if you go back and you can count, on the new moon of the first day, which was 29 and 1, the seventh month, that's the month of Tabernacles. And then we go down to, we have the tenth day. Now, the tenth day was the Day of Atonement, ladies and gentlemen. And the Day of Atonement was always on the tenth day. And then we had in the 12th verse, listen to this now. 12th verse of Numbers 29, as I teach, and on the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work, and you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. Now there it is. From the 15th to the 7th is 22 days. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 is your mode of operation. What if he opens up and pulls out those tables of stone written with the finger of Almighty Yahweh, and you're standing there trying to tell him you love him, and he'd ask you if you've kept his Sabbaths and his new moons? Well, now, Pastor, buddy, we don't keep the new moon no more. Glory to God. And, well, neither do you keep the Sabbath either, according to the way it was kept in the Scriptures. What about the time that Yahweh demanded those to keep his Sabbath. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 10, or verse 8, remember the Sabbath day. He's given the commandments now here, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but on the seventh day it is the Sabbath. Now, how can it be a Sabbath day and yet be the eighth day? Again, the first day of the month is a non-working day. They had to wait for the changing of the light of the ship upon the sea. The beacon of truth. Yahweh's light shining in the darkness into the heart of Yahweh's people who will love Him and who will suffer to keep this holy day. On the seventh day, you shall keep a holy day to Yahweh. Now then, let's go over to, if you will, let's go back to the book of Exodus, and we're going to the 20th chapter again, and we're going to give you some more scriptures on the time that Yahweh give you a command to love Him and to keep His commandments. Let's go back to the 12th chapter for just one moment, and let's start. And the children of Israel, now this is in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, and He gave them a commandment. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot. Now we're talking about approximately 3 to 4 million people, because they had 600,000 foot soldiers that were men beside the children and the women. So then, we know that they journeyed on the time that Yahweh told them. And remember, they kept the Passover, the first Passover that is recorded in the book of Exodus. This is the first Passover that they kept. Now, let's find out what they did. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. Verse 14. And you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh throughout your generations. This is the Passover. Well, we know that the Passover was always on the 14th day. It was not a holy day. It was a work day. So then, it means that the next day, the 15th day, 1-8-15-15. Did you know when the Messiah hung on the torture stake, he was killed on the 14th? He died before 6 o'clock. He was put on there at 9 o'clock, impaled, and from 12 to 3 hung on the stake. And he died at 3 o'clock, exactly the ninth hour, tells us right when he died, on the 14th day. They got his body down so that they would not break the Sabbath day or the most holy day, 1-8-15-22. The next day, if he was crucified on the 14th, he was buried and was in the heart of the earth on the Sabbath day. He ceased from his labor and was in rest. The 15th day, it was the Sabbath day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that he said, this shall be a memorial and a feast to your generation. You shall keep a feast by ordinance forever. Verse 14, right there it is. Forever. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Now, if they started eating unleavened bread on the 15th, which was a Sabbath, and they went to the 22nd, you've got your next Sabbath day, ladies and gentlemen. So 1-8-15 and 22 are the times that Yahweh has given us to observe. Do you love Yahweh? If you love Him, the Bible says that you will keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Now, if his commandments are not grievous, and you're commanded to keep it, let's remember the day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the day, and I just gave them to you, 1-8-15, 22, and 29, no exceptions, $10,000 reward for anyone that can prove out of the Bible that they ever kept a Sabbath other than that day that we mentioned. One, the new moon, Psalms 81, verse 3, blow in the new moon the ram's horn. And at the fully covered moon, the 15th day of our feast, the words in Hebrew are Kodesh, meaning that that is the day that Yahweh observes. Now his eyes run to and fro through the earth to behold the deeds of the Son of Man. Did you know that the Bible said an ever idle word that you speak? What if you're somewhere? What if you're somewhere in keeping a commandment other than what Yahweh? See, the devil can give you tradition. They're not commandments, but everybody thinks that Sunday is the Sabbath. A lot of people, the Seventh-day Adventists, they advocate the seventh day because the Gregorian calendar says it's the seventh day. Did you know that that's the biggest Babylonian confusion upon the earth? The Seventh-day Adventists need to repent. And they need to get the truth of Yahweh's times and Yahweh's laws. And they need to practice the lunar. You say, well, Pastor Bunny, if I did that, I wouldn't have a job. That's true. You wouldn't have a job for the devil. But do you not trust Yahweh to supply your needs? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the false theory of unbreaking a weekly cycle, and then they have to believe, as they say, oh, the Jews, they've been keeping the seventh day forever and ever, and they remember exactly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, from the book of Genesis. Chapter 1, the first day, they know exactly what day number 1 was, what day number 2 was. That is, it takes more faith to believe that than it does to keep a lunar Sabbath. Did you know the international dateline designed by man, that the Jewish custom of the seventh day has to be figured and factored just like the day Sunday? They'll argue over Saturday or Sunday. The Seventh-day Adventists hate the Catholic Church because they say she changed the Sabbath to the first day of the week, which is Sunday. So then they say, well, we're going to keep the Seventh-day, and that's Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, how foolish. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by a count of Babylonian confusion? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to keep the commandments, remember that they marched 7 days. They didn't march 6 days. They marched 7 days. And the only way for this to work in the proper count, to keep an eighth-day Sabbath according to all the Scripture that is given for the eighth-day Sabbath. Now, you need to write a Pastor Buddy for the information of the eighth day. I've got over 4 hours of preaching on the Sabbath of the eighth day rather than the seventh day. The eighth day was a holy day. It wasn't the seventh day because day one was the new moon. That was a holy day. No work. In the book of Amos, in chapter 8, verse 5, they said, when will the new moon be gone, that we may buy and sell? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they couldn't buy or sell on the new moon. It was a holy day. They couldn't bring their wares or their flea market items down to post them up and sell for servile gain. It was not permitted for them to make a profit on the new moon. And so therefore they lost a lot of the sales according to the murmuring and complaining. They wanted it to end so that they could buy and sell, meaning that they were restricted. Well, today, people aren't restricted. You say, well, see, that's the way it is, Pastor, but we don't do that stuff no more. Glory to God, can't you see how confining that was? Yes, I can. Confining unless you love Yahweh. Confining unless you keep His commandments. Those that love Him will suffer with Him. And the world, Satan, has changed, brought in Babylon, confusion, Saturday or Sunday. It's the only choice you got that Satan will offer you. Both of them a lie right out of the pits of hell. Both of them needs to be rebuked by the command of the truth of the Scripture. And the only biblical, spiritual, Yahweh-given calendar is the solar lunar calendar of the light systems of the heavens. The beacon that positions. Let's go to the Bible, and let's talk about the manna that flowed from heaven. Remember, it's the same cycle as is given in the Bible about Joshua chapter 6. As they were marching for 7 days, they were together the bread. Now, see, the count changes here because they don't start on a new moon. We know exactly what day they started on, and so in this case, they started to pick up the manna for 6 working days. That was after the 15th of the Sabbath. and they picked it up for 6 days. Now, what day would that bring you if they worked for 6 days to get manna? Remember, the disobedient, they went out there on the 22nd day of that month, proven that the 22nd was their Sabbath. They went out there to gather it up, and there was none. Now, you know what they were out there trying to gather it up for? Because they was a hungry bunch of Israelites. Israelites do like to eat, drink, and be merry. They love the ways of Cain and Baal. Or how they long to keep the traditions of the false gods and the false days of a pagan worship. Oh, yeah, you'll see them on Sunday, head for church. Glory to God. On Sunday. You'll see the seventh Adventist, the people that believe that Saturday is the seventh day, that that's the Sabbath. You'll see them heading out on Saturday. Babylonian confusion. Neither one can be proven. Both of it is based on a false time keeping of the Gregorian calendar brought in by Pope Gregory. The Julian calendar was the first calendar. And then we had the revised calendar. 11 days was struck from it at this time so that they could catch up, because it was, the Julian was a calendar out of time. They couldn't keep up. You see, Yahweh has got a cycle up there that repeats itself 12 times a year in the lunar phase of the conjunctions 1, 8, 15, and 22, with the appointment of the first quarter, full moon, the second quarter, and final quarter. Exactly 7 days times 4, 4 sevens is 28, then you got a day and one half, always on the interchange cycle. Except the leap year, every third year, you'll have a leap year. And so then, these are made up by the astrological mystery manifestation of a conjunction. Those that love Him will serve Him. Satan knows that he cannot overcome man unless he can control man's will and his mode and time of worship. And so by deceiving man into cooperating with him in the transgression of the laws of nature, which is transgression of the law of Yahweh, according to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19, and Deuteronomy 22 and 9. The seal of Yahweh, even by nature, is to guide us from violating the principle laid down in Yahweh's design times, and nature itself will teach you with the great beacon in the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, if you was to look at the sun, you would not know what day it is. If you look at the moon in relationship to the sun at that appointed time, you'll know if it's a dark moon that you are in a holy day. If it's a first quarter, when the light is one half light and the beacon is one half dark, you know it's first quarter. If it's full, you know it's a 15th. If the light is opposite, going away and going down, waning, you have a waxing and waning, and the conjunctions are figured 4 times 7, which is 28. A perfect calendar with 1.5 days to reckon and to prepare yourself to wait patiently with the new moon. Oh, but when will that be gone, Pastor Buddy? You see, ladies and gentlemen, they took it away for commerce. Satan is a god that loves money. He rewards the wicked for running after Baal. And these people that break Yahweh, they will not keep a new moon appointment. They scoff and they laugh when men teach this. And yet, their cries will be heard from the bottom depths of hell, where they shall descend or be placed into with the disobedient, the unthankful, and the unholy, as they despise the laws of Yahweh, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, as you preferred to keep the Canaanite connection of the appointed times, December the 25th, Easter, Thanksgiving, Halloween, and Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan had a bag of tricks with him, and only the deceived, the ignorant, the unwise, or the traditionalists, those who have not fasted, those who have not prayed, those that have not paid the price to wear the crown, and the crown is obedience. I don't want to crown a tradition up on my head. Christ said, full well, the scriptures have spoken of these hypocrites. For they say and do not, oh, I'm a Christian, they'll say. Honey, I grew up here at this church. I've been going for 57 years. I ain't missed a Sunday in 57 years. Glory to God. How many new moons have you kept? Oh, I don't keep that stuff now. Well, I don't know where you're getting that stuff at, bless God, but we don't do that up at our church. Isaiah 28, verse 7. But they have erred through wine. That's the religious wine, an intoxication of strong drink. And are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through the strong drink of tradition. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision and they stumble in the judgment. And in the judgment they will be cast out. As it says in Isaiah 28 and verse 8. Listen to me as I read, ladies and gentlemen. For all tables,
these are the church houses and the bell boxes, are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. If you don't keep his commandments, you're not clean. I don't care how righteous you look. You can drive the big car and park in the biggest parking lot of the biggest church in town, but if you do not love Yahweh and observe His new moons and His Sabbaths, 1-8-15-22-29, and I give you a $10,000 challenge if you can prove any other day to go worship.
The price of gas is so much, but every bit helps. Isaiah 28, verse 9, whom shall He teach knowledge? And whom shall He make to understand the doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk of tradition and drawn from the breast of the deception of a great whore, which was the woman. And He said, I'll cast you into the bed with her, and whosoever commits fornication with her will be cast into the depths of hell. For with stammering lips and another tongue, He said, I'll speak to this people in line upon line and precept upon precept, to whom it is said, this is the rest. Isaiah 28:12. Listen to me well. Wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Anytime you break the phases of Yahweh, you are drinking the wine of intoxication of Aaron, drinking strong drink of the traditional deception. Isaiah 28:14, wherefore hear the word of Yahweh, you scornful men that rule this people. You scornful men. The repair of the breach comes along, giving you foundational doctrines back to the old path. And they love their tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that those who have caused my people to err are the Pharisees and the scribes and the big TV evangelists as they come on Sunday. You can find them on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. They saturate the air. Well, you won't find them on a new moon. There'll be gun smoke and Fox News full of error and deceit and lies. Political pundits, jokesters, pranksters, and deceivers. But ladies and gentlemen, you'll find those that love Yahweh on the day of the new moon. You'll find them observing the time, for it is indeed holy. It is a day for you to reflect. Psalms 148:3, I gotta close. praise you, Him, sun and moon. Praise you, Him, all you stars of light. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for He commanded it, and they were created. He has also established them forever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass, to put the lights of the beacons in the firmament and the heavens, and separate the day from the night. They will be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. Genesis 1:14. Ladies and gentlemen, I would just wish I had a couple of three more hours to get into this and give you a solid foundation, a gestalt of proper meaning. But I don't have that time and that luxury, and so then I've got to get off here by saying, you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to have this three-part series that I plan to do on the Sabbath, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, we were a little slow getting on tonight, and they're going to give me a few minutes over, so I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that you can get in touch with me by calling me tonight. After the broadcast, you can call Pastor Buddy at 423-626-2172. Now it's 423-626-2172. And if you'd like to write me, that's again Pastor Buddy. Sit down and take time and introduce yourself to me and say, Pastor Buddy, I heard you. I heard you make that strong challenge of $10,000. And I want to know about it. If you're that confident that the Sabbath is on 1-8-15-22-29, if you are that confident to offer a $10,000 reward, and you're not afraid of your peers and those that are listening in, these demonic demons that worship on the sides of the north with Satan, instead of on the side of the north with Yahweh, choose this day. Area code 423-626-2172, or write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee 37824. I'd like to hear from you this week. We need your help and your support, and your love offerings are much appreciated of all those that decrees that the proper doctrine for proper Sabbath worship is on one. That's the new moon. Most people don't even know when it comes. We will send you a calendar that will tell you about the new moon. Now, next Sunday night, Yahweh willing, I will go into the episodes of more examples, particularly in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, to prove to you the time gates open. Now, we have a practice in our ministry among our believers that we put a sundial or a clock or a calendar, and we lay it out. Brothers are gifted to lay it out. If you'd like to have one of these built for your attention, you could write us and we could give you information on how that you could build one of these sundials or the calendar clock or an altar of worship. We call it the altar of worship. It is designed exclusively by, and by the way, my friend Brother Barry in the great province of Canada, up north. He that sits in the north is writing a book, and it's finished, ladies and gentlemen. It is at the printer right now. If you'd like to have a copy on how to build an altar or a sundial and the phases as it goes around in the 12 constellations, what a magnificent teaching. And we're very thankful for our brand new, soon to be available booklet of the altar. So if you're interested in the booklet, write or call Pastor Buddy and just put your name on the list. And as soon as we get it off the press, we will be more than happy to get you a copy of how to build an altar. It's exclusive. No other religion has, that I know of, an instruction on how to build an altar. If you don't know how to build a bailbox altar, just build you a platform down in front of your church. You never see their altar in the back. You never see one to the left and one to the right, but Yahweh had his sons 30 degrees positioned to 12, which means that they were in a sacred circle with Yahweh's Ark of the Covenant. Remember, he's going to come back and that covenant's going to be opened up. You're going to look at the man that had the plan of the proper times. He's going to open that up and he's going to read to you, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to read to you out of the book how to keep his times. If you love him, keep his commandments. I'll see you next Sunday night. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll see you on WCR. Around the world. Yahweh bless you.
We're just a white boy sitting alone. I got no internet, no telephone. Well, I'm a hermit by choice, you see. And Babylon don't bother me, no, no. Well, I'm a white boy, can't you see? Well, I've become the minority. Come out, the people, is what I hear. Come out, the people, cause the judgment's near. Oh, yeah. It's falling, let's believe it. Angels calling, better heed it. Well, there's a judgment just around the bend. It's just the start, but others call it the end. We'll take up Israel, it's time to choose. The Babylon of these will fight for a new song. Let's believe it. Angels calling. Better heed it. Come out, my people.